In this pre-election 2025 mini-series, I'm going to go through a few of the points that have shaped some of my thoughts about the nation I am now a citizen of. I have spoken with many people, countless colleagues, students and friends, as well as strangers, about society and politics in Germany. There are, I suspect, many voters who will even vote for the AfD, with whom I share concerns. I wish to speak about one of those topics in each mini-episode. I ask you to be patient with me, to reflect genuinely on each argument, and to let me know your thoughts. Democracy in Germany will not come to an end, even if a more far-right government is elected. But many people will suffer unnecessarily for the policies that I believe will be enacted, and for no good reason. We will move increasingly towards a society where finger-pointing based on race will increase. I believe there will also be an increase in domestic violence against women, and that gender inequality in the workplace will also go up. Immigration laws will be tightened to an extent that significant damage will be done to the German labour market in the hospitality, healthcare, and construction sectors, among others. People currently living and working in Germany will be forcibly removed, dividing families and creating untold strain on law-abiding and hard-working people just to make a political point that in the end will benefit nobody. I believe social benefits will be cut, further complicating the lives of many people who live around or below the poverty line, including many AfD voters. I believe technology will be used to curtail our privacy and to negate our human rights. I also believe many positive steps taken to reduce CO2 emissions and to transition towards renewable energy will be reversed, with catastrophic consequences for future generations. These are the issues into which I will delve deeper. The AfD, some of its leaders and members, though not all, are racist, white supremacists, and do not care about Germany. My words are aimed at those who remain undecided. German politics is suffering from the same problems we see in the UK, the USA, and many other countries around the world. Our politicians, in many cases, have sold out their principles. There are not enough differences between the parties for people to feel represented. Almost all parties have renounced socio-economic policies based on ideals and have embraced the same neoliberal principles across the board, so that whichever party wins, the result is the same. The AfD talks like it is different, like it is anti-establishment. The AfD is even more establishment than the parties we have become disheartened with. The AfD is like the Reform Company in the UK. They are organizations run by rich people who wish to further enrich elitists. The divide between rich and poor is only going to grow further. Tuna Mike clocking out. Rise up.
Jepek kuduelo mabiro etu under mic. Dung parodit kod joke mawoye tu under mic. Seche tim sudbuta wawinji etu under mic. Wola wachokre wabed ping biwawinje erochako domomit ndi
tu and a mic.
Podcast makende.
This is the fourth episode in the series looking at the AfD's campaign policies as presented for the 2025 German elections. This episode is going to focus on their energy policy, where they call for a return to traditional energy sources such as nuclear and fossil fuels, arguing that the current focus on renewable energy has failed. The AfD plans to build new nuclear power plants to ensure a stable and affordable energy supply. The technology required to make nuclear energy fully 100% safe has not been tested nor built. Using nuclear waste as a fuel for nuclear energy is theoretically possible. From what I have read so far, however, it hasn't yet been done on a massive scale. I'm obviously not a nuclear physicist, and I'm not going to speak to you as if I were. There is a lot of information out there on nuclear energy and the safety level of power plants and what can be done to recycle spent fuel rods, etc. Don't assume the AFD knows what it is talking about either. Right-wing and conservative governments have been using the promise of technology to get enough votes to secure policies for which they are not ready. In 2016, Boris Johnson promised the Brits technology would be available at the Irish and Northern Irish border to sort out trade issues. Almost 10 years later, that technology is nowhere to be seen. Do not believe it when a politician promises technology that is to come in the future, when they themselves don't have a clue how that technology works, nor what it means. Renewable energy has not failed. I'm going to repeat that. Renewable energy as an energy policy in Germany has not failed. This is the kind of ridiculous campaign material that gives supporters who only read headlines the belief that they are now experts in renewable energy policy. The AfD clearly does not understand how the energy grid in Germany works, nor does it have a concept of energy sovereignty. Germany has shut down its nuclear power plants and its black coal mines, but it still mines lignite. Destroying Lützerath was criminal, by the way. In 2024, 56% of electricity used came from renewable sources. That means wind, photovoltaic, hydropower. To make a claim that the policy of generating electricity from renewable sources has failed when it provides more than 50% of market use is an insult to anyone who hears it. It is clearly the opposite. In fact, it would have been much better if all of Germany had cooperated from the beginning. If, for example, the federal states of Bayern and Nordrhein-Westfalen had cooperated and built up their own wind farms when the states in the north had done, Germany might have been completely capable to supply electricity from renewable sources. Indeed, if the German government had not allowed itself to be dictated to by the automotive industry, it is conceivable that most cars being driven in Germany would no longer require petrol, diesel, or gas. There would definitely have been a more effective car charging program and reliable and readily available car charging station infrastructure too. On top of many energy policy lists should be the German and European transportation question. The current state of Deutsche Bahn is ridiculous. In the 13 years I have lived in Germany, never has the state of this company been so poor. The total lack of genuine political support for one of the most important parts of private and business lifestyles has been left to rot just because of the greed of politicians in supporting the automobile industry and the fossil fuel industry. Give us a properly functioning and reliable national public transport system that is fit for use in the 21st century. Stop subsidizing car and fossil fuel companies. Stop supporting climate-damaging infrastructure such as air and sea travel. We should be working with European partners to establish good quality and affordable and reliable connections across the continent, convenient and safe for all to use. We should be actively identifying ways to reduce our CO2 consumption. We should be looking to bring down the hours spent on the motorways for salespeople, and we should introduce different concepts of working remotely. Steering slightly off course, we could also perhaps address some of our housing crisis by converting disused offices into modern homes. Going back to the energy more directly, we need to decarbonize through urban greening. We need to plant more trees to reduce soaring temperatures in the summer. We need to deconcretize or depave our streets. That means to remove concrete and paving where possible, to allow nature to grow again. If we truly want to have control of energy policy, then we need to stop deliberately creating greater need for fossil fuels in the first place. I read a great line once that said, "You're not stuck in traffic, you are the traffic." That is the same thing with fossil fuel use. If you drive rather than get a train, if you fly, if you put concrete all over your garden or around your trees, yes, I'm looking at you, London, then you are creating the need for fossil fuels. It's not about others. It's about us. All of us. I don't fly and I don't have a car and I still feel responsible because I am. It's up to us all to do our bit, and that means doing more. Doing more also means participating in democratic actions such as protesting and being vocal. It includes reading thoroughly about political party policies. It means understanding what we can do to make a difference. It means voting for parties based on what is best for the future of society and the planet and not based on individual greed. The kind of energy we need is twofold. Energy that does not create long-term damage to our planet, and the kind of energy among us as a society to make the changes to how we live our lives that will facilitate a simpler period of transition for future generations. We really need to be the change, and we really need to understand that extremely pressing responsibility as quickly as possible.
Two.